Essentially, what the IMF wanted us to do was to devalue our currency. That's the first thing, to make our dollar cheaper. And since our society is so heavily dependent on imported food, imported fuel, imported books to go to school, imported medicine, when we devalue, the cost of those things we import go up to the citizens. And as a result, the economy today is much more under the control of foreigners, not necessarily through direct ownership, but through the mechanism of debt. In the 1970s, we owed $800 million. By the end of the 1980s, we owed $4 billion. Nowadays, we owe $7 billion. So the debt is rising, and all the time the debt is rising, our capacity to export to produce is getting less.
This is our country, our turf. Give us back our market. Don't try to force your idea on us.
The American market. The access we have is to Europe and to England in particular, and that is what Chiquita and the US are trying to kill at this stage. American owned, Chiquita, Dole, and they already control 95% of the world market in bananas. But these companies want rule hump.
banana is being grown in Latin America. Life in Latin America is at the will of the master who owns these plantations.
The problem is that we are competing with an unfair situation. In the States, nobody hires money for over 10%. The lowest cost, you know, is 19%. And it can be as high as 48%.
In Washington, they just looked at us and said, no. Your inflation last year was 18%. And under the positive inflation rate theory of interest, that means we're not allowing you to lend your farmers our money, which we lend you at 12%. You must charge 23%. I remember I took two trips it was to Washington to say, it is wrong economic policy, it is wrong socially, it is wrong to say that we must force the farmers to pay that rate of interest, or you won't lend us the money.